Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The sustained cost of living increases in recent years have changed how consumers behave. They are increasingly looking for so-called private labels to find value and quality. And a survey from EY suggests that consumers still like shopping in the traditional bricks and mortar rather than online. Colette Deevy is the EY consumer partner and is with us now. Colette, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
What's a private label?
Private label is commonly known as own brand and can very much be a alternative to a branded product. It's one of the areas that we've probably seen the greatest shift in terms of the work that we've done. So this is EY's Future Consumer Index report, a survey of over 20,000 consumers across 27 countries, including over 500 here. And one of the things that we found in that point about affordability is really key. The persistent rise of living, rise in the cost of living, is driving consumers to look for value. And one of the ways in which they're doing that is looking more to private label or own brand. And so what we've seen in our most recent report is that over three quarters of Irish consumers now believe that private labels are just as good as branded products. And that's interestingly more than the global average. So we're seeing a greater number here. And actually, that's not just kind of perception. Retailers are recognising this. You and I were just talking about a few minutes ago the way in which some of the companies used to have a very kind of plain branding, kind of white and
yellow
you know, looked and felt cheap, you know. Whereas I think in this day and age now, retailers have recognised that this is a more persistent shift to in consumer behaviour.
And so they do give them a brand, but it's not a well-known brand.
It's a less well-known brand. You know, as we were saying, it's often, you know, a similar product or a similar manufacturing sitting behind it, but it's being created at a slightly different kind of price point and therefore gives, I suppose, an option to consumers. And it's really down to the consumers to decide where they see value and that trade-off between kind of affordability and kind of quality and where they find value
and
in the product.
Would your survey kind of then underline the fact there has been a surge in the German discounters, Lidl and Aldi? Is that also in the evidence in your survey?
It is. It's one of the ways, again, that people are looking to try and kind of deal with the cost of living and the affordability crisis that we're all kind of facing. And so what we're seeing is almost half of Irish consumers now willing to go to the discounters. And that can be both the kind of traditional discounters. That
to do all their shopping or to do part of their shopping?
It varies. So yeah. I think that there are a cohort of consumers that will go and do all of their shopping there. And for that they're absolutely, you know, comfortable with that. And there are some consumers that will mix and match. So they might go and get some of the more kind of staples, rice, pasta, cleaning products, some of those types of kind
at the,
of...
At the discounters.
And then they might look for a more premium experience with a brand through another retailer
for
or
meat,
fresh food. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. So it is mixed.
I don't suppose you asked how much the average basket is, the average spend in grocery stores every week is.
No, we didn't. But we are continuing to see, and I think underpinned by the CSO results that came out this week, there is continued inflation, food inflation, so up 3%.
Yeah.
So, you know, it underpins all the findings in our reports, which is that you know, consumers still need to try and figure out where they can get value, whether that is shifting to private label, whether that is going to the discounters. They're doing it in other ways as well, holding out for sales, joining loyalty programs and looking to try and kind of secure discounts on products through those type
back.
Of mechanisms. Correct, exactly. Yeah. So there's a range of ways in which that can
and
be done.
Rumours of the death of the physical store have been greatly exaggerated.
Certainly here in Ireland.
Yeah.
And again, you know, and this is, again, it's something that's, you know, quite pronounced here and Europe versus, say, Asia. Across Ireland, physical retail remains really strong. And it's not just, I think, about habit or convenience, but what we're seeing is that our consumer has a really kind of emotional tie to its kind of physical local store. They very much see it as the kind of cornerstone of the community. So really strong preference for Irish consumers to continue to shop in store, notably 83% for fresh food, 74% for personal care. So again, it's very much around what types of categories are people continuing to use, you know, the kind of store for versus going online.
I am kind of surprised to read about your consumer sentiment survey, because real incomes, i.e. taking account of inflation, have been rising nonstop over the past 18 months. So people should have more money in their pockets or wallets.
They're certainly not feeling that. And I suppose it is trying to get the balance right between kind of caution and making sure that there's some, you know, budgets are managed and controlled well. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, particularly in the face of where we are headed with tariffs and the implications on tariffs for consumers and for businesses, because they will push prices up, you know, the outlook remains uncertain. And therefore, I think Irish consumers are savvy and making sure that they are, you know, shopping wisely and managing their budgets and controlling their spend.
And they do want healthier, more sustainable products as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Sustainability and health remain really high on the agenda for Irish shoppers. Over 80% of consumers in our survey indicated that they were concerned about their well-being. And a similar story when it comes to sustainability. The real challenge here for business is that whilst three quarters of us want kind of healthier, more sustainable products, there's a reluctance to pay for those. So there's a challenge for business here.
You want it both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Colette,
yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing
that
sentiment survey with us. That's Colette Devi from EY, the consumer partner there with
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.